I'm following this keto diet kind of thing. Yeah. This carnivore now is converted into keto.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, I'm doing good with no sugar intake, only natural sugars from fruit. Let me took the almond milk. I'm like, shit got sugar. I don't want this. Let me grab the oat milk. Why the fuck does this thing have sugar?
Otherwise, it would taste like. That's why.
Yeah. Try regular milk.
So you're back to whole milk.
Bro, and here's the thing. I normally do 2% milk.
Right.
I went back to whole milk. Fantastic.
It's so good.
Bro.
It's so
good. On cereal?
Look how excited Danny got.
Oh. I said, man, when I grew up, it was 2%. Yeah. We always got 2%. I didn't drink whole milk until I met Alyssa. And then she came home with whole milk. And I was like, ugh. And I drank it. I was like, this is...
Way better.
It's so good.
It's good. And then I still have Magic Spoon cereal left because I can't have the regular cereal.
Oh, man, you rich.
So I had, it was on Costco. and that cereal, you could put milk on it and let it soak there for 20 minutes. That will not get soggy.
Really?
It is. I don't know if it has a bulletproof against soggy.
I was gonna say that's a red flag.
Yeah. It's like Aldi cheese won't melt.
Well, here's what I say it is. Take protein powder, right? And then fucking compress it in shapes of rings.
Okay.
And then put a coat of color.
Wait, this fact or this is like
this is what it tastes like. I'm telling you.
Okay.
A little bit of epoxy around it.
Yeah. Put a little bit of epoxy. On it, and it's Magic Spoon is...
You're eating Gorilla Glue cereal.
Can I tell you, it's not a bad cereal.
Okay.
It's not a bad cereal.
Okay.
Now, finding a deal for that cereal, it's a problem.
It's expensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless Magic Spoon wants to sponsor this podcast.
Three old guys trying to be healthy. Let's go.
Yeah. So I ordered this other cereal called Catalina Crunch. Mm. It's another keto cereal.
Where are you finding these?
On through Amazon.
Okay. Just...
It's not a, dude.
I've never heard of these fucking
dude. Catalina Crunch,
the Catalina wine mixer.
Why you act like a newborn?
He asked it like Pedro's walking around stores, like what's the new thing I can find?
Oh, 100%.
He just googled it.
I want this to eat,
dude. You can find anything
cereal. Good.
Google it. Want a swastika shovel? You'll find it. Amazon sells it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You do your cereal shopping on Amazon?
Sometimes if I don't have...
Where do you go buy keto cereal? Yeah.
I never bought keto cereal.
Then shut up. Let me tell the story.
I know Danny definitely never bought keto cereal.
First of all, motherfucker, I did buy it once.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
I did.
Where'd you go and get it?
I forget where
did
I got
it. Did you accidentally stumble into Whole Foods?
No, I think I got it from Sprouts.
Exactly. Dude,
it does not get soggy.
It was fucking gross.
It sounds gross.
I got the peanut butter cup, like the Reese's Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking nasty. Go on, sorry.
I got Catalina Crunch maple waffle, whatever it is, and then Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I opened the maple waffle one. Smells amazing.
Nice.
Put milk on it. Keto cereal will not get soggy.
Is that good or no?
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's weird, dude.
I mean, it's nice that a cereal would keep its crunch.
I don't like crunchy cereal.
It makes me suspicious of it, though.
I don't like crunchy cereal. I like my cereal a little soggy.
Yeah.
Like then, I let my Rice Krispies, I would let it sit.
Yeah.
My Frosted Flakes, I would let it sit.
Frosted what?
Flakes.
I like Frakes very
often.
Frakes. Captain Crunch, I would soggy the hell out of it.
Chinese knockoff of Frosted Flakes.
Give me your Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted. Frosted Flakes. That's the Chinese version. It has a panda.
Petey the panda.
Oh, shit. It's great.
What's that shit that you were talking about last week about the cereal? The CEO or...
Oh, the fucking CEO of Kellogg's.
Of the pushing.
Yeah, he basically put... it's a whole ad campaign that they're doing. Like, they made advertisement for it, but it's basically like, hey, you fucking poor people. You know what would help if you stopped eating good dinners and ate cereal?
The push is to encourage people to eat cereal for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So that way,
look, you're hey, broke. You're
by, yeah, you're broke.
Take this from the rich CEO of Kellogg's. Yeah. Eat cereal for breakfast, you pores.
Yeah.
That's well, you eat cereal for breakfast.
Or dinner, I mean, dinner, sorry. Dinner, yeah, yeah. Dinner.
Have you seen the commercial?
Yes.
The commercial's hilarious. The mom is there with her kids and stuff like that. And here comes Tony the Tiger and Toucan from Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's a good idea for breakfast for dinner.
Really? I never
seen it. And the chicken's like, bah, bah! And, and Tony gives the chicken be like, take the day off, chicken. We got this.
Yeah. I just sent it to you.
I didn't even know about this.
I mean, it's fucking.
Yeah. Can you play the clip without.
It's so much like let them eat cake. You know what I mean? Like, just what? Look, just give these fucking poor fucks some cereal.
When I say cereal, you say dinner. Cereal.
Dinner.
Cereal.
Dinner. Chicken.
You can have the night off, chicken.
Okay, I'll go marinate.
Cereal! Cereal!
They really did a full production on this.
Listen, have we had a day at my house that we're like, you know what? We're going to have breakfast for dinner.
Oh, for sure.
But it's not cereal.
No, it's pancakes.
Pancakes, eggs, bacon.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
You know what I mean?
Or even, might even have where it's like if we ate, like had a birthday party and ate at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Look, make yourself a sandwich, grab a bowl of cereal, have something to eat, you know, if you get hungry before bed, that kind of thing. But to be like, listen, chicken, you're $1.49 a pound. You used to be a good dinner choice when you were 79 cents, but you're $1.49 a pound. But cereal, that's what'll get you out of the hole. You got to bootstrap this thing. You know what I mean? Come on, poor people. Quit complaining about food prices. Just eat cereal for dinner.
Yeah. You know who's good at cereal for dinner other than me and Danny? Sunshine Boy, Richie.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
When I used to work out with Richie, it would be like, we'll work out. And then he would tell me this motherfucker knew cereals that are not even like in the pop culture.
Like Canadian cereal, some
bro,
shit like that?
I forget what cereal this was.
The maple leaf.
Dude, but it was so good cereal. He'd be like, dude, you got to try this cereal.
The cereal expert. Cereal.
Bro.
Yeah.
He goes, it's a problem.
Really?
It's a problem. He goes, wow. I just went through a box in 2 days.
So he's like the, you know, those craft beer dorks?
Yeah.
Is he like that, but with cereal?
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, oh, have you tried the Belgium winter
IPA? But he
stays
in shape.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, everything I worked out, you just Planet Fitness me.
Right.
You just Planet Finesse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just eat a bagel and pizza, and now go have a workout. Like, what?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So there's like a huge, there's like people boycotting Kellogg's now. Like, fuck this fucking
You don't
CEO.
Like milk in your cereal.
That's not true.
You like, I thought you ate cereal dry.
I do when I'm on the run, but yeah. But I
why?
Like milk.
Pouring the milk is so much work?
Because I'm driving.
You take the box with you?
No, I pour it in a cup, and then I just take it out and just eat it out the cup.
Why can't you just put the milk in the cup?
Because I'm driving.
Yeah, but then you go like this.
I'm not going to go like this.
And you drink your cereal?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's just too much of a mess.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah. I mean, I do that, too, at home.
I do that in the shower.
Yeah. I'll take the bowl on this spoon when I'm driving.
Yeah, no, I. By the way, do you eat out of a bowl still, or do you eat out of a cup?
Out
of a bowl or out of a cup?
I have a mug.
You have a mug?
I have a mug that's pretty big.
Right.
But it's good for cereal, and it helps me with just get this much.
Okay. Portion control.
Because then I have the bowls, and I'm like, I'm filling this motherfucker to the top. Hey, Richie, you're on the podcast, by the way.
Hey.
No! No, stop. No, Richie. No, Richie, it's about. No. Come on. We're talking about cereal. Have you seen the commercial where they say cereal for dinner? Okay, so the CEO of Kellogg's is pushing for poor people to start having cereal for dinner. And I was talking about how when we used to go work out and we would end up somewhere in Walmart and end up buying like two boxes of whatever cereal you, for some reason, what's the name of that cereal? Yes.
And the one that was cracked there was that, I think it was Good Morning.
Good Mornings.
Oh, I never heard of that.
I don't even know if you can find those anymore.
It's,
it was cracked.
Oh, really?
Never heard of
I mean, what was it? Like, I mean, what would you compare it to?
Wow. They spell like I do on the cereal. How'd they get away with that?
Yeah, so you can get more. Richie, a box, how long would a box last for you?
An episode or so.
Just eat it. Fucking pound it.
Fly through those things.
Really? Dude,
anytime I find something, I would be like, Pedro, look at this. Yeah.
Special cereal.
Like
would you? So you? So he says he could slam through a box. If you were, are you the type of person where if you went and got the one he was talking about, you would slam through it too?
I could slam through a box.
Yeah,
but I have to. I don't have the physique or the metabolism that Richie has.
Yeah,
Richie could kill a box and still look fucking like Richie smoking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
10 years ago.
I miss
cereal days. It's they're.
Oh really?
I can't do it.
You got a Popeye gut? You got a Popeye gut?
Oh yes. I mean, dude, when I first landed, I fucking gained like 50 pounds.
Oh, it's like you gave birth. It's like you gave birth because your wife didn't gain anything.
I don't know. I'm not sure what she gained anymore. Our due date for a third kid was yesterday.
Oh, you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock, but I'm at the gym, you know? I said to her this morning, like, hey, you know, I might not be going to the gym for a few days with this whole baby thing. Care if I go to the gym now? One boy, two girls.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Finally outnumbered. You got to get the fourth one.
Oh,
you
got to
even it out.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised she even got pregnant because I was faking.
So no more cereals for you? Cereals is out of the... What's the new vice? What's the new vice, Richie? What's the new vice?
For me?
Yeah.
Man, salsa, to be honest with you.
Salsa?
Salsa from Aldi's. And dude... That's my new thing. I take this salsa and I mix it. I do half a bowl of salsa, half a bowl of cottage cheese.
I don't believe
and
it.
And I just eat that.
Are you serious?
I don't believe it.
I swear.
I gotta try that now.
That's the next thing.
You gotta try it, man. Cottage cheese. I've been doing a lot of cottage cheese. Oh. It's high protein.
You don't like
very
cottage
healthy
cheese?
For you. I put it in my salsa. I put it in my eggs.
Oh.
And I'm just like, you know how like people are like, oh yeah, you know, eggs are good for you, get high protein eggs.
Yeah.
So I mix cottage cheese in my eggs. It's like,
but you mix it like when you make scrambled eggs, or do you just throw it on top of the egg?
No. I put it in one of those blenders, the little ninja blender thing.
Uh huh.
Do about 5 eggs every morning.
God damn, dude, what's your cholesterol?
Never know the difference. You never know what kind of cheese is in there.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go back to your workout, buddy. We miss you. Good luck with the baby.
You guys too. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And we'll talk soon, all right? All right, brother.
See it. On that on the clock, that period of like babies due any second now is so stressful. It's so stressful, dude. Did you have to go through that?
No, because I didn't keep time. This is how I find. I didn't keep track. Lisa just woke me up and she goes, it's time.
Really?
And I go, what? She goes, it's time. It's like, yeah, we got to go. She goes, no, we got to go to the hospital. Like, she was very calm.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. And Jacob was scheduled C-section.
Okay.
So what about you, dum-dum?
Mine was 2 weeks early, so we were caught off guard.
Oh, that's right.
You went...
That's right.
It was supposed to be
like
a baby shower.
No, we did the baby shower.
I thought they were going to do a baby shower at the hospital for
her. Right. There was supposed to be, they were planning a baby shower for her.
Why do I know more about his life than he knows about his life?
No, you said baby shower. You didn't say about the, anyways. Yes. The hospital planned a baby shower for her because she was supposed to go to work. And then it was like, nope.
Change that.
So, but I enjoyed the baby shower. They had good food.
Yeah.
I had all the snacks.
Yeah, because I remember he sent me pictures. It's like,
I was in a sash.
Is that your other family thing that they decide to bring chicken wing?
Yeah, it was great.
And
I ate so good while waiting for that baby.
I remember the first, like, we did the pack a bag thing. Did you have your backpack?
Yeah, I had a backpack.
Yeah. So
even though I messed everything up.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought I had a backpack, but I kept forgetting I would move the stuff to use it. So I left my charger. I left everything at the house. I was like, cool, I have underwear and clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have anything else.
Wait, you had underwear?
Like, I had my underwear and clothes in the bag, but like the chargers, my phone chargers and all that.
The bag was for the mom. This is, and
you have yourself a bag, and then the mom has a bag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't even pack a bag ready for you?
No.
All right.
Why? Didn't you stay at the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just fucking taking a shower in the hospital.
No, but
I mean,
fucking right through, baby.
You still can change clothes.
Well, hold up. You've never stayed up like a day and a half?
Yeah, but there's an option.
But if you could bring it with you.
Yeah. I have the option to change or use the shower. I use the shower. I have options. I brought flip-flops, all that.
I mean, fucking, I went there.
Just stunk it up?
Stunk it up. Like, how? What are you doing?
Just culo cagao the whole 2 days you're there?
How many days did you stay there? Maybe a day and a half. It was in and out.
Yeah, like two days. Yeah, 2 days.
Yuck.
Yeah. Dirty butthole the whole time.
Yuck. What?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, you didn't shower.
I forget.
Big smell.
Yeah, culo cagao, bro. Bro, you don't clean your armpits. You don't clean your, between the crevice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You get a towel when you fucking go like this.
I'm not going to take a whore bath. I have options. I can use a facility.
Yeah, but you have to because you're like still a kid.
You have to because you are bigger than me.
You stink up
the room more.
You still leave like tracks in your underwear because you're a child.
No, and you're a Bigfoot, so you're walking around smelling the place up.
Why would I smell?
Because you're big, bro. Big people stink. Yeah, bro. The higher the altitude, the more the stink.
Goodness.
You get all the...
Goodness.
You're closer to the dirt. and rat shit. If anybody's going to stink, it's going to be the little one.
I'm going to change gears here.
Go ahead.
Because you brought it up. What were you going to say?
Never mind. I was just going to tell you guys I did a cartwheel.
There it is. Go ahead. You started the show off, and then we stopped. Start.
Yeah. He said, when we were show prepping, the place was quiet, and he goes, can I tell you something, guys? And normally when, can I tell you something, guys, is something like serious that you guys don't get to hear or know about.
Or it's just a new barbecue place he ate at, and he's just like, share it.
Sure.
He goes, can I tell you something, guys? I did a cartwheel. Me and Kermit were like, what? Stop.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
All right.
Number one, why?
Okay. So my daughter's dance class.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
They did a bring your parents to dance class night. Right?
Okay.
So everybody in the dance class showed up and like took class with their child or whatever. And Alyssa, I forget, she had some reason that I think it was kind of manufactured. Uh-huh. That she couldn't do it, so I had to do it.
Daddy needs to spend time with the daughter time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I did like a little fucking steppy kick thing.
Okay.
She was like, you got to do it like this, land your feet. I'm, by the way, super graceful. If there's one thing about me, it's that I'm very graceful.
I say that all the time.
I know.
I say, you look at Danny and he looks like a hog farmer. But... he's super graceful.
So graceful. On my toes and stuff. You know what I mean? But then they go, okay, we're going to do a cartwheel.
Oh.
And I had
your panic hit?
I had a very brief moment of, I was trying to remember, when is the last time I even fucking came close to trying a cartwheel?
Yeah.
And I don't know when that was. But I did. I just decided, like, because, like, when you're a little kid, when little kids are learning cartwheels, the hardest thing for a little kid to do a cartwheel is like just committing to it because they're afraid they're going to fall. Right. And I was just like, I'm going to fucking commit. And I have no idea what it looked like.
Yeah.
But I know my shit was way up high. My feet were way high. It wasn't that little horse shit one.
Did the loaf of bread come out?
It came close.
Okay.
If it didn't come out, it came close. It was rising. The dough was rising.
Yeah.
But I fucking went for it and closed my eyes and fucking woo. And I did it.
On a mat or like on a just a bare floor?
On the dance floor.
It's a dance like, floor. Oh, shit. So no like jujitsu mats.
The Bella Caroli. No. The Bella Caroli come and hold you afterwards.
I
said, good job.
I was told that, by the way, I'm the only dad in the fucking whole thing.
Yeah.
It's all moms.
Oh, so you fucking, it's was a fucking wet fest.
A goddamn Chippendale over here.
It's not around. I was that going.
Place, so that's what it
that
was.
That place was shit.
He's like, I'll put it on a show.
After that, bitch. They had to put that. Floor is wet, son. After they saw Danny do that cartwheel.
Did they play, she's my cherry pie.
And then doing a cartwheel, daughter's dead. Cherry pie.
Go, Danny, go.
I just said that to point out that nobody spoke to me. It was all moms.
They were all flush.
No, but nobody spoke to me.
All those fat moms were flush.
Like if there was other dads there, we'd have been cracking on each other or
hell
something.
Yeah.
But the moms are just, by the way, even though they haven't done shit their entire lives,
although
they're very serious.
A couple of them are holding their second neck back. Like,
it's very serious.
Wait, so they go, all right. Danny, you gotta do a cartwheel with your girl.
By the way, I'm first in line.
Oh, even better.
Hold on, let me.
Even better.
First in line.
You raced the bar.
Yes, I set it high. But here's the fun part: my daughter is a fucking savage.
Yeah.
Because every time we'd step up, because we're first, I'm over here and she's here, and we're doing the things together. Every time the teacher would be like, "Okay, so now we're gonna do this cross jump pirouette." Half a thing, my daughter, and she would do an example of it, and they go, "You guys good? Any questions?" My daughter would raise his hand, her hand, and go, "My dad can't do that." Every time, to the point where I was just like, "Hey, man, it's not even funny anymore. Stop." But yeah, dude, fucking crushed the cartwheel. Like again, no idea what it looks like.
So the cartwheel was, "All right, we're gonna do a cartwheel." Sayla does a cartwheel, and then in your head, you're like. Dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun. He's a maniac on the floor.
But I did hear that some of the wives or moms told my wife that I did a great job. Just so you know, they wouldn't say that to me.
I'm going conspiracy theory on this.
Why?
Why?
What if you actually just blacked out and then you woke up and they were like, "Yay!" And you were like, "Yeah,
I did it."
But in your head, you think you did a really
good job. Well,
you just landed on your head.
That is amazing.
you went like this. You went first. You went, "I got this shit."
Is there video?
And then they woke you up. You're like,
smelling salt.
Did I do good?
Smelling
you did so good. Like, your legs are up and like your shirt stayed on. Nothing came off.
Nothing looked gross.
Nothing looked weird.
Yeah.
You didn't go when you hit the floor. It was so good, Daddy.
Ultimate reality.
I just saying. But is there tape?
I mean, is there a recording?
I don't know, honestly, because they do have cameras in the studios, so like you can watch the kids. But I have been told that the tape was does not exist anymore.
Of course not.
At the request of, not by my request.
Yeah,
I would love to
probably
see.
Because they,
what
they
the
can,
fuck?
They let can me get a lawsuit.
Let me see my fat ass do a. I wish I had seen it and it had been a fucking picture perfect fucking toes pointed Simone Biles.
He's dead. He's dead.
You killed my daddy.
Yeah. Was Sayla crying when you came
I down? Fucking nailed it, son.
She wasn't crying because she was happy.
Nailed it.
She was crying because CERN. He's okay.
My dad's dead. And he's like, she was crying of how proud,
how proud she was.
She was so happy for me.
He almost died doing a cartwheel.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
But it's but you know it's funny? You mentioned about you don't remember the last time you did it.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I tried to do a handstand.
Okay.
11th grade.
Okay.
Boy, I came down like the World Trade Center, bro.
Oh, no, really?
It's like, it's scary, dude, because I kind of like landed on my neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I did the same thing. What's that thing? The high jump. Well, not the high jump, but the bar where you run and
that's the high jump.
It's the high jump.
Yeah.
Well, the mat was out. And I was like, oh, everyone's flipping on it. And I did the same thing. I went straight up, straight down, not into the mat, onto the ground.
Oh, totally. You were trying to do a backflip?
I was just trying to do a regular flip, but I suspended my body so high that I just stopped in midair and then just went straight down and hit my head onto concrete.
You ever seen people try backflips in the pool, but they don't clear the edge?
You, teeth gone.
Teeth.
Yeah,
like
it.
Neck.
Neck, teeth, chest.
They land like right there. Their spine bends.
It's so hilarious. They look like a caterpillar, bro. Like,
what, have you ever seen, what is it? I think it's a girl. It's a pool party at a house, and she's on the roof of the thing, and she jumps, and it's a big girl. And she jumps, but doesn't clear it completely. Half her body's on the house.
I see, I know. Like,
and then she comes up, and she's so embarrassed that she goes... Just puts her head down. And the thing's like, bitch, you barely lived.
Really? That's the one where you're like one leg in, one leg out, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Something.
A banana splitter.
Like, she's so embarrassed. And it's like,
I've seen so many of those. So many horrible ones, too.
Yeah.
Like, the aftermath. I was like, woof.
But you should know your fat 30-something-year-old friend can still fucking nail a cartwheel. You should know that.
Supposedly.
You should know that.
I'm thinking my theory.
Hey, man. I haven't been feeling great about things lately. Let me have this one. Let me have this one. Motherfucker. Fucking passed out.
He got a head rush. He just fucking blacked out mid-cartwheel.
And like, you did it.
You did it.
You did it. That's funny.
That's why the last girl in the line was already done when you woke up. She was around.
It's over. I woke up like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Well, you were there. You were there too.
At least you did that.
I did.
Congrats, bro.
Fucking nailed it.
It's something I need to find out, because last week you were having issues with the tire, your wife's tire.
Oh, and yeah.
You were struggling.
Oh, I couldn't get that.
Like a child. To remove that lug.
By the way, that sucked. That was two nails and two different tires I had to change out. That sucked.
Well, tell your wife to stop driving on construction sites.
I don't know.
And there wasn't a nail. It was a screw.
It was a screw.
It was a screw. Yeah, it was a screw. There was a nail on the first one. Then the screw on the second one.
Okay.
The screw is the one I couldn't take that damn bolts off. I couldn't remove that shit for the life.
How'd you get it off?
I had to get the air compressor from her dad's and then borrow his gun.
Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I borrowed
it.
That's like the opposite of successfully doing a cartwheel.
Did he come did he come and do it?
He came and did
it. And he did it.
Yep.
He did so it. You didn't even do it yourself.
I did one. And then he's like, oh, God, do it. And I was like, all right, here we go. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go have a beer.
Did you say thank you, daddy?
I didn't say thank you, daddy.
You should have said thank you, daddy.
I said thank you. I didn't say daddy.
When a grown man does something for you.
Is that what it is?
And it's your father-in-law. You should say thank you, daddy.
It was either him or my dad, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. So,
but when they do something like that,
so
out of respect, you got to say.
So wait, if Danny came over and did it because he offered it,
he's not my daddy.
But would I have to say daddy since he's a dad?
No,
only with family members.
Bo, this is your father-in-law.
Yeah.
So that's your daddy.
Is that my daddy?
I told you I had to brought my compressor and
it's all good.
Bro. You could have said thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Instead of saying thank you, daddy,
and I would have done you the honor just dropping the shit off and leaving.
Can I tell you how funny it was? Because he FaceTimed us. And he's trying. Oh. He looked like, you know when Daffy Duck is trying to hit that Acme Dynamite thing? Yeah. And he's jumping on top of it. It's not working. Can't get it down.
It looked like a little kid holding a steering wheel.
And you're like, what is it? Deadlift it. And he goes, what? Is that the most emasculated you ever felt?
No.
What is the most emasculated
yo? There's multiple.
Give me one. Give me that one. The one you're the
first time I done jiu-jitsu.
Oh, really?
That is humbling.
Really?
Yes. Especially coming from a background of like, I'm a point fighter and I've been doing karate for da, 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 da. And you deal with someone that knows how to wrestle and just pin you to the ground and you just feel
against your will.
Helpless. Helpless. You can't do nothing. Because they
know risk control.
Oh, bro. Anything I did, it was just like getting smushed into the pavement. And I was like,
do you still know the guy who you went up against for the first time? No. Like, was it Mark Peace or something like that?
Oh, you know what? I think it was Julian. It probably was Julian.
Wow.
It was Julian. Julian invited me to it at the school. At the time, he had a SWAT. He called it SWAT. And he invited me, and I just got destroyed.
Really?
to a point where I was just like, teach me. I can't ever happen. This can never happen on the street. And that's when I changed it. But yeah, that was one. That's one.
I have a similar experience like that.
I think anyone holding you down.
It was high school.
Yeah.
It was my buddy Frank's cousin, little guy like you.
I mean, he didn't have to say that.
Little guy like you.
He didn't have to say that. See,
and we're wet and wild. And
good old days.
There's a little thing. We're like, all right, let's fuck around. Let's wrestle kind of thing. And I'm thinking.
At wet and wild.
Oh, boy. There's a crowd.
I think I'm going to grab this fucking dude. Just pick him up or anything. This motherfucker used to wrestle in New Jersey. Dude, I grab him.
Oh, that's near New York. So he's extra tough. Fucking cornball. Yeah. Ahead.
I'm just playing. Jesus.
Hey, man. Hey, Jersey.
The wrestlers in New Jersey are something else.
You want some of this?
I used to wrestle in New Jersey.
All right.
If there's one thing they're known for,
go ahead.
All right. He used to wrestle in high school. And I went to, like, pick him up. For some reason, this motherfucker's attached to the ground. And it's a little guy like Kermit. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't lift him, bro. That motherfucker goes, grabs my legs.
Oh, no.
Double down. Boom.
And that must have been, everyone must have went, whoa.
Then all of a sudden, like a spider monkey. Next thing I know, he's behind me.
Right.
Like a seatbelt. I can't do shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, their backs are so strong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
Budge.
When I was a freshman in high school, I had a cousin who was a senior and he was a wrestler, but he wrestled at like 135, I think, or 145. Yeah. Real much smaller than me. And we wrestled one day. I was like, hey, fuck it. You know, I think we were playing basketball and we were talking shit or whatever. And I was like, let's wrestle, you fucking big shot, or something like that. He fucking ragdolled me around in the yard, like pushed my face in the dirt and shit like that. Yeah. That was not they just have something else. Yeah. And he used to wrestle in Florida. So, I mean,
gators.
Straight out the swamp. Yeah.
They throw gators and osprey at him.
Yeah, there's something else.
I mean, and again, there's probably multiple more times if I sit here and go down memory lane.
No, definitely. No, just one is good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely got a lot more.
I have a question for you because we have on the board a thing, but I've been meaning to ask. When you do some of this jiu-jitsu training, have you been choked out? At training?
Like, yeah. Have you been blacked out?
Because realistically, in training, you tap or somebody stops, right?
Never blacked out.
You never had to black out in training?
I've been to a point where I feel like I'm drowning.
Yeah.
But not to a point where, like, I'll tap. Yeah. Not to have to wake me up.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, you and me are similar that we can humble real quick.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be the macho guy.
Yeah, I'm not trying. Like,
what is it? Black out before tap out? Yeah. No.
I tried. That. Don't get me wrong. You do try. There are points where you're just like, no, okay. Like that last.
Yeah. Nobody in training has done it all the way through.
I never had anybody that didn't want to let it go.
Yeah.
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 There was like, how is it when they grab like a joint? Is it, because to me, that's the part that I'll panic.
Here's a part.
I don't know any better.
Hopefully you have a partner that knows what they're doing and they don't go like jerk. If they jerk on an arm bar or whatever, oof, man, that part can, sucks. Yeah, that person sucks. Now they just ruined.
You didn't even have a chance to tap out.
Yeah, if you got the arm bar on me and I'll let you push up on it. I'm like, all right, you got it. But if you got the arm bar on me and then you go, boop, like you pop your hips hard,
Yeah.
It's like, yo, why? Why did you, you know, I got to, we got five more rounds and then I got, you just ruined my whole month, my whole
you
2 months,
have,
3 months.
You don't have to go to work.
Yeah, I got
to
go. So yeah, that's a shitty partner. Nine times ten, you probably end up getting in a fight.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That, those are fights. That's how fights happen all the time. It's either knee bars, heel hooks, and then arm bars. When someone does that jerk motion. And it's like, bro.
You remember, I mean, everybody's seen the video of Sean Strickland with the with that big dude. What's his name? Where they're pummeling or whatever. Like, they're standing up, and he hits them with that quick twitch.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And Strickland fights them, and they try to, like.
And the guy's acting like, what's the matter?
Right.
Oh, what? Just a wrist lock.
But that quick rip is what
that's
is the
what,
problem.
That's the problem.
It's not so much that he did something to him. It's that he did it quick.
You can,
and you can hurt somebody.
You can, you can, you can train to a point where you get the arm bar or you get the wrist lock and go, I got you. Let's keep going.
Right.
I release it. But you know, if this was a fight, that's it. Yeah. I would have broke it. But yeah, there's people that just are just total dicks. And and honestly, I won't train with them. That's
I don't blame you.
I when I see people that do that. Or
wasn't there a guy? I don't know if he's still there, but I remember a video of a big white dude who would just slam people or just do over-exaggerated move. And you're like, yo, dude, take it easy.
Oh, yeah. At Fusion. Yeah. He's no longer there.
He's no longer
there. Yeah, they whooped his ass. They whooped his ass.
After he did a couple line stepping.
Yeah, he just. He'd
be like, all right, you want to do that?
He's the kind of guy that, like, he's so big, he'll pick the person up. Knowing he can, but then instead of just putting you down, just total pile driver or slam you as hard as he could. It's like, all right, you're about to get into a fight with somebody. So yeah, no, it's just, but no, I had plenty of situations like
that's
that.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got on the board today?
Well, the bulldog choke thing was on there. That's what made me think of asking that question.
Oh, dude, that video that chick is that's so sexy.
Oh, that's what it's for. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so sexy.
We found Pedro's. We found Pedro's.
I'm going to try that on Lisa.
That's bulldog choke. Boy, the way her eyes started rolling through.
Yeah, that's what's sexy.
I like her face all smashed against the fence.
Look at that.
Good old bulldog choke, baby.
And you saw that and you were like, this like is.
got all hot and bothered.
There was a video I saw, and I'm trying to find it now to send to you, of a guy holding a choke. He held a choke too long.
Not sexy.
And
not sexy. No, I'm not into that.
But the coaches jumped the fence. He held them. He held it.
Oh, they jumped the cage
way too long.
Oh boy!
And the ref was struggling to get the guy off of him.
Shit.
And
was it a vendetta?
Was it a Gracie? But that's what they're known for.
The two coaches jumped in. One coach jumped in first and fucking just bare knuckled knocked the shit out of the guy. And then another coach jumped in and kicked him in the head while he was laying on the ground. But it was fucking wild. But I didn't know if that was like. The holding the choke too long isn't even close to acceptable in competition. So I would assume it doesn't happen at the gym without some severe repercussions, which is what you were talking about.
Exactly. It happens. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. It happens. But usually if the person didn't pass out, they're getting up and they want to fight. And we just let it go sometimes until it gets to a point like, all right, enough. So,
you know what I regret is not transitioning my doing a cartwheel into the police dance team. That video is so good.
It's the New York Police Department.
Released. The New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
New York Police Department.
Yeah, we Florida boys. We ain't doing that dumb
shit. You don't
know.
You don't know that.
I'm going to say
you
it.
You don't know that. I'm pretty sure they're twerking.
We Florida cops.
They're twerking with a can of a old Milwaukee, whatever it is. Natty Ice. But yeah, the New York Police Department released a TikTok of their dancing thing, and
it's my not bad.
God.
Is it bad?
Bro.
Is it because they're like for their budget or some shit like that? Or like,
I don't
they're
know.
Trying
why,
to spread
first of all, why do they have a, what is it for?
Yeah, that's what they,
I don't know, dude. Here's the thing.
To spread awareness.
I know there's some smoking New York Police Department.
Oh, there's got to be. There's so many.
Officers.
Yeah.
These are not it.
Oh, it's not.
It's not it. It's pretty much the dance moms that went to see Danny do a cartwheel said, We could do a dance group.
Yeah.
To bring awareness and maybe uplift the community and yeah, maybe have the little move. Girls look at us and be like, I want to be part of this. My God.
Imagine being, you go, you, cause you go, how long it takes
have
to become.
Have you seen the clip?
Yeah. But how long have you, how long does it take to become a police officer?
Just a week and a half or so.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? It's not very long.
Maybe like a year, year and a half.
Yeah. So let's say you train, you do all this stuff for police, and then they go, hey.
You just got to attend the classes.
Okay. Yeah. You attend all the classes. You put all this time into it. And then they're like, hey, you need to figure out a dance routine.
No.
Dance number.
This is strictly volunteer, Kermit. This is not.
Enough force. Okay.
This is not the commissioner. Sending an order out there to the sergeants right, and the right, captains. Right.
Isn't that like police academy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if that is what it was, though? Like, that was, it was like this subtle form of bullying. I guess get our 12 heaviest women police officers and make them dance on camera.
District 7, murder. The murder numbers are off the rails. You know what you got to do? Assemble a dance team. But we got to solve crime. Now, you fucked that up.
Too late.
Mess that up.
Too late.
Assemble a dance team. Now you're going to know how I feel being humiliated. Now you know.
They want to do and still want to dance and be motivated to dance. So
I can't wait for the OnlyFans.
You know, the only time I like my police officers dancing is when they're doing the traffic light, when the traffic light is out and they dance.
They have a good time. Yeah.
Hey, you get that, get it? Hey, you thought that.
Right.
And there's a fucking 3-car pileup.
You know what, though? Good for them.
Good for them.
I'd rather them do that than fucking shoot people's dogs at the wrong house or whatever. whatever else. Not solving any crimes.
Do the electric shuffle. after shooting the dog. Boogie, boogie.
After. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Everybody clap your hand.
Sorry we shot your dog, but maybe this dance routine would cheer you up.
Do the cha-cha.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
2 times. Let's hop.
Dead dog on the side.
Whatever else they do.
Here we go.
Morning, dog. Officer. I'm the owner of whatever. Looks like a black man was hooked to death here.
You got it, Sarge.
I'm on my way. The fuck
are you doing, guy?
Yeah, good for them.
He comes out like Ferris Bueller's Day Off with a boombox. He's just holding it.
I stopped dancing. This is serious. Guys. Officer Jackson, stop dancing.
She bangs. She bangs. No. She bangs.
Stop dancing.
Oh, Gundam style.
Cow, come and get cow. Everybody's
doing it. Stop. Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Stop.
Oh shit.
No, oh my gosh.
Guys, somebody's robbing the bank. Oh, we'll get it. A fucking dance team comes Cabbage Patch across the-
However, I do enjoy what is it, Sheriff Grady?
Oh, Grady Judd.
Bro.
Did you see the biker gang one?
Bro.
What's this?
I guess they arrested this biker guy.
Yeah.
And Grady goes, he's only been a pagan for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And look what we got here. He got his cut, the vest. Yeah. He goes, and
they tell us
that we can't touch it.
Bro, that's so good.
Yeah.
I would have loved for him to like pour coffee over it.
Well, it's just like the other one. Have you seen the video where the police officer's like, this guy thought he can outrun me. Not in my new Dodge Charger.
He goes, blah, blah. Right, buddy?
He goes, he's no comment. Like, no comment. We'll get him next time. he's sitting there while this guy's doing like a full live TikTok.
It's great.
About like how his car is garbage and he couldn't.
There was one that he says, this guy came and he shot one of my police officers.
Oh, yeah.
And we shot him back with every bullet we had. Then we reloaded the guns, yeah, and we kept on shooting.
That was Grady Judd did one where, remember, this was several years ago, where at a traffic stop, somebody shot the dog, the canine dog, and one of the officers. The dog died. I think the officer lived, and they chased the guy into the woods. And then when they found him, they shot him like 240 times.
Jesus.
And they asked him why they shot him that many times. And he said, that's all the bullets we had. Kind of a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Probably could really use a dance team in Bolt County.
Could.
Probably could really use one.
But here's the thing. He had a police officer from out of state. This is officer whatever about, from the Georgia. He came to Florida to a convention. Thought he was going to have a good time. Yeah. Then he decided to look at some underage whatever the race.
Yeah.
And just put him on blast.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure his superior's not going to be too happy that we got awesome. Him in custody.
That's pretty good. He's the same one that called out the gang members too, right? He's like, I got a bunch of my gang members here. And there's like a photo of all the cops behind him. Is that the same guy?
Pretty much. Probably. He had two black guys rapping.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, dude. He did like a rap.
Does this guy have a TikTok?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
Polk County Sheriff's.
Polk County, baby.
Official TikTok.
That's their theme. Polk County. Pew, pew.
Damn.
Did you guys see that whole Joe Rogan guest and like they're tripping about that shit?
How long was that? How long ago was that interview?
It wasn't long. I don't think it was long ago.
It was probably like a couple like months ago. I think it was this year.
Within a few months, yeah.
Was it this year?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Because then like 2 months after he went on, he got arrested for murder.
Yeah, they found a
found
a frozen head in his
dude. They went there after they heard somebody say, please don't. And then they found a head, but they also found a foot.
Legs, a foot. Yeah.
Like this guy was just dismembering.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they got on is because of cameras. When he's getting out of the elevator, they see him with a black bag, and then he had like cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
Which is always. It's always a tell.
Wasn't he wearing a wig too? Like a blonde wig?
Yeah, he was wearing a
hoodie.
Was he?
Yeah, but it was like it's just a black dude's face with a blonde wig.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not.
Oh, Justin Bieber got a tan.
Yeah. I wasn't hiding anything of it. You have that clip?
I have it, yeah. I have it. It's pretty much.
Miracle sitting to my right, just like a.
So they build him up.
Marvelous human being who was basically told.
That's not him.
No, this was him on Joe Rogan, and they're building him up. He went to jail.
That's not him.
You don't count.
He was talking about it.
I'm going to throw your life away.
Here's that guy. That's the guy.
How long you been out for? Going on 9 months. I got out May 4th.
Yeah, because he's like a prison activist.
He was in for theft or some shit like that.
4 to 6 weeks later.
To this 48-year-old, Sheldon Johnson, after doing a routine wellness check and the discovery of dismembered body parts in his apartment. This is in the Bronx in New York. He's an ex-con to begin with, but the thing about him is he turned into this criminal justice advocate, recently rubbing shoulders with the likes of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, and even sat down with Joe Rogan to discuss his advocacy
Here's the
work.
Thing, dude.
And I said to myself, I've been doing bad for so long, I'm going to try to do something good.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. He did it good.
He did it really good.
No, but not good enough.
Not the out, you know, getting out of it part.
Yeah.
But you know,
it kind of sucks.
It's not hard to make that mistake.
I messed up.
Yeah, you did.
You did mess up.
It kind of sucks because there's a lot of people that, you know, they make a mistake, they end up in prison. And when they got out of prison, it sucks for them to get their life.
Oh, for sure.
It's almost impossible because they have that mark.
Right. Yeah.
They can't get jobs. They can't do, like, it's very limited. Even though they pay their debt to society and they want to do good, it's impossible. It takes like a miracle. Like you need an athlete that's going to give you a chance and it's going to back you and it's going to be like your co-signer and get your life together kind of thing. So maybe this guy was just the wrong one. And instead of the guy putting his chips on it, be like, hey, man, let's see a year how you do before we get you in the Joe Rogan show.
I'm going to chop up a body. Just
But he must have done it before, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good. I didn't even think about that. Little bit of a pro, dude, there.
To note ankles, head.
Oh, you just watched a really good episode of Dexter.
Limbs.
I mean, nobody does that until they do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess it could have been his first time.
Would you know to, like, let me amputate the limbs?
I wouldn't know what to use to cut.
No, I guess I
would. Cut through bone? What do you got? You got to use, what, a jigsaw?
Bone saw?
A bone
saw. Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Boo. And that's a mess. Oh, the
mess. Where do you get a bone saw from? You just go to the local
tractor supply.
Medical,
yeah, can you get a bone saw at Home Depot?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Any bone saw, any saw is a bone saw. If
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
If you're persistent. Pipe, like a saw that cuts steel pipes, sure.
Anything.
For circular sure. Saw, get a nice circular saw.
But man, the mess.
Bro, think about it. If this motherfucker had a little turtle.
I know. And those bones are brittle, but and, Jesus.
And the guts made it to under the screen on the porch. Yeah, it probably wasn't very...
That apartment had to stink.
Oh, my gosh, dude. There's no way he could be
Danny, able to... Danny, that apartment had to stink.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you left immediately?
My apartment. Oh,
I'm talking about the guy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his apartment.
I'm talking about your turtle.
I mean, I did it out on the porch, so it didn't smell great, but it was...
It took a while.
It was outdoors.
Yes, and I'll picture a human body.
In the fucking den?
In the Bronx.
By the way, even though this guy did that, your story is still the wildest one. You took a turtle from a pond, ripped it open with your bare hands, and then cooked it. Cleaned it, right?
Yeah.
And cooked it.
Yeah.
And you knew what parts to eat from a turtle.
Well, the parts that look like meat.
They all look like meat when you rip it apart.
A lot of it looks like guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, what part of the turtle do you eat?
The fucking legs?
Just the legs, right?
Yeah, the legs.
Because all this inside is what? Just
intestines?
Inside?
Yeah, you can't eat a belly. You can't eat the belly. It's just. What? So you eat four legs?
Yeah.
Legs and a head?
Yeah, whatever meat. I mean, up
so
here.
So all this shit in here is just.
Up here by the turtle's neck and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What? Are you just learning anatomy right now?
No. I'm about a turtle, I am.
Let me ask you
I'm
this.
I'm thinking about it.
What part of the chickens do you eat?
Chicken is different, though. Are turtles fatty underneath the scale? Or the scale underneath the shell? Are they
fatty?
Or like, do they have meat? Do they have muscle?
Yeah.
They do?
What do you think?
I just think they're like a frog.
What do you think they're like a fucking jellyfish?
I just pictured them like a frog. Like, you don't eat a frog. You eat the legs.
People eat
legs. They eat frog legs.
No, they take out the inside.
Well, yeah.
No, that's right. They do.
You eat where the meat is.
They have chest.
The little, yeah,
little, little pack.
That little, a little sliver of meat.
A little medallion.
You know, that was that your favorite part of the turtle?
A little turtle oyster.
Oh, like the chickens. Yeah. A little oyster on the chicken.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
You don't fucking know turtles have meat?
Well, I don't know. Listen. Sorry, I didn't know.
It's like a cockroach?
I'm just picturing
it's a fucking turtle.
You boil them.
Yeah. I just picture you eating the four legs and then just like
most of the meat is around the legs, yes.
The circumcised neck.
Most of your meat is around. Like, everything's meat is all.
Hey, man, be careful where you touch my meat, bro.
To here.
I like how he goes, what do you call this?
Like, just mush.
Can we go back to the Rogan thing?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like the fact that Rogan's getting the heat for interviewing the guy.
He is?
Yeah, because that's what's making it catchy. It's not the fact that he killed the guy. It's the fact that he was on Joe Rogan.
On Rogan a month ago before he did it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just, have you seen the TikToks where people just put a curtain in the back and they make pretend they're talking to Joe Rogan?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those.
And it's like, you know, they're pushing whatever, like sleep at me. Yeah, if you got sleep at me up things. Da, da, da. But all you see is the curtain. You don't get to see Rogan and him. In one
is this
shot.
Is this the videos where they end up at some point in the videos?
It's like AI.
They do, they cut to Rogan doing that thing.
No,
that he does?
No, okay. No.
Because I like those videos.
I like those.
So they treat it like it's a real thing. Like they were really on Joe Rogan talking about stuff.
Like, oh yeah, I do Bitcoins and this and that. And he's giving financial advice, but he has to current. And some people believe, like, oh, he's been
on Rogan.
Like you could do it because you got that curtain.
Got the curtain. Do the red curtain
and
fake.
You could just promote our show.
You just edit it in like you were on Rogan.
Yeah.
And take clips of Rogan saying something that makes sense. And
then let him finish with
I like those videos.
I've seen them.
It's always like a girl will be like, and I was sexually assaulted by my uncle multiple times.
I need to look those up. I haven't seen any of those.
They're good.
You know what my feed's been sending me now?
Who knows?
The Kermit ones. Have you seen those? The Kermit chat roulette stuff?
Oh, yeah. Pulling the cucumber.
The
up.
Cucumber. I've never seen them.
Oh, dude, they're great.
They made me laugh. Good. What do you got there? Kermit. No. Yeah.
Traumatized kids.
So with a cucumber. Stupid. It's so dumb but funny.
I saw a thing.
Oh.
That said... I don't remember how it was prefaced, but it was basically something where it was like, you and your guy friends should plan a night out every month. Is that a thing?
I believe that.
Like you should schedule the Danny, Kermit, and Pedro doing something. Going to fucking the shooting range or going to the... Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, why not?
You know what I mean?
I don't... I'm okay with this.
But this is what I'm saying. But like, this is okay, right?
I'm okay with this.
This and Helldivers, I think, covers the
hangout part.
I
think it's like a mental health.
It's a mental health thing for guys that are just stuck at home all day.
I got to ask you, Kermit, if you are finally ready to admit why you're so sad.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm going to tell you something. I know better. So answer the question.
I'm not sad.
Kermit, your lawn looks terrible.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. I'm actually cutting it today.
That is, but I know that that's only looks like that.
That's one thing that you said.
You think I'm sad I didn't cut my grass?
No, I think you didn't cut your grass because you're sad.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying that you're sad.
For the record, I've been edging it. Just haven't cut it.
But you could be displaying some mini depression because the grass is something that you're very
passionate about.
Yeah, and stuff I know. Like that.
It's taken over.
Your little lollipop tree looks fucking terrible.
Oh no, that's great. I love it.
I'm laughing at it because it's next to two of them that look good, and yours fucking stinks.
So funny! I got that bitch right. That's just so bad. It's so bad. It's great.
It's just a broomstick outside.
It looks like his bald spot.
Hey,
I mean,
because the HOA won't let me cut the tree down.
But your neighbor's grass looks great.
Wait. The HOA won't let you cut.
Can't. I got to keep a tree in the front.
Yeah, so you remove it and you put a different one.
No, I don't got time for that.
No, it looks good. I love it the way it is.
Yeah, I love it the way
fucking
it is.
Fucking Charlie Brown lollipop tree.
That thing's going to stay like that.
But how come your neighbor's grass looks great? I mean, it's green.
Yeah.
Eugene's grass is always good.
Do they paint it?
And then this guy's paying for somebody. No,
they paint it.
They pay someone if they take care of it, yes.
No, Kermit, I'm not.
They're not painting it. No, painting they're not painting it.
Kermit, what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong.
Are you okay?
Holy moly.
Do you feel like you're not having enough time?
I definitely don't have enough time to cut the grass.
Or
attend the grass.
Or take care of yourself.
I think I've been taking care of myself. Yeah. Healthy, yeah. Okay. I feel good. Besides my elbow. But that's it. Where is this coming from?
Your grass. Concern, we care.
There's no concern. You guys don't care about my grass. Since when did you guys?
No, we care about you.
But I'm fine.
Okay.
Where did this come from?
I'm just...
Yeah, what, you know, I'm trying to think, when did this come? Because you started shitting on me about this on the text. You're like, stop being sad. And I was like, I'm not being sad.
Yeah.
I'm not being sad.
Because we called you and we heard it.
Yep.
When? Oh, because I didn't want to jump on Helldivers?
Yeah.
You guys are such dorks. No,
that's what it was.
They sounded sad.
No.
No.
No, you just called me. I'm just
watching an Adam Sandler space.
Dude, I was tired.
That was so sad.
It was sad. That movie was sad and boring. That movie was so boring. That was not a fun Adam Sandler movie.
And then I get here and your grass looks terrible.
The grass does look terrible.
Looks like my yard.
No. We're going to take care of that today.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Sure, you got time for that?
I have
time and motivation.
The backyard is horrendous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, the weeds took over.
Anyways, if you need, if you feel like we need to schedule a fucking,
you want
to
come help me cut the grass?
Go play darts one night a month or whatever the fuck.
We can do that too.
Let me know. I don't know. Whatever.
Let's go bowling.
You and your fucking bowling.
Ah, see, you're not being part of the guy team.
Jesus Christ.
I'm down to do bowling.
Right. Are you not good at bowling?
It's not like you can't drink and have fun.
I'm like 100 bowler.
Okay.
What does that mean? Oh, you score. I thought you meant like on this level. I was like, damn. All right. Well, then what?
You hit 100 pins.
Like 100.
That's good.
100 pins out of
a possible 300.
10 frames, right?
Oh, no, because it doubles up if you
hit strikes.
Oh, I never, for the life of me, I've never figured out how bowling scoring works. I have no idea. I know that if you have strikes, it doesn't show a score, and other people will think they're beating you because they're scoring.
I know if you hit 7 pins and then you clear the rest, a spare, you get 10 points. So it'll be 17 carrying over. And then if you do a strike is 20 points. And then it adds up. If you get a full set, then you bowl 300?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I lost you. I was like, what?
No, because I think what happens, I think something, your score depends on what you hit the next frame after a strike. And I don't know how it works. I really have no idea.
Yeah, we need a bowling professional to interview.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we?
Do we, though?
Yeah.
Do we?
Hey, how's that second camera coming along?
It's coming.
Okay.
For what?
We're going to start going live soon, you think?
We're
going
to start going live, yeah.
On YouTubes?
YouTubes.
Oh.
So people can comment as we're on talking, and I'll have it right here on the screen.
We're going to try it.
We're going to try it.
Sunday mornings.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Can't wait to just watch people call us fat while we talk about whatever we talk about. Look at these guys' stupid feet in the one.
Yeah.
Why is it one camera panned out so far?
Wow, that one's really bold. It's going to be great. Is it going to be on 4K?
It's going to be on 4K.
Oh, boy, I hope so.
You got to shave.
You got to shave and look good. Yeah, try it out.
Put a suit on.
Make it look official.
It'd be funny. Like 20 minutes into our very first live, we all just fucking just start cranking it out. You start fucking cranking it out. At the same time.
Yeah.
What a fucking fun idea. I can't wait.
I can't wait now.
Oh, shit.
Is the best time Sunday morning, or would Friday night be a better time slot to go live?
Put us up against church, I think, is a good strategy. Be like the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I will talk most about this off air.
Yeah, we should probably do Friday. Most of our listeners are church-going, wholesome folks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds fun, though.
It could be fun.
I mean, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
I can't wait. I'm excited. Finally, we're trying something.
What could go wrong?
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
What could go wrong?
We're trying something.
Want to fucking... And making Frosted Franks over here.
Frosted Franks!
Yeah, great!
Oh, shit. We were supposed to have somebody here.
Oh.
But... he stood us up for the third time. We love you.
Relax.
But you're standing up.
Relax.
It hurts me.
Don't do that until
I didn't say his name. Until
after April 20th.
I didn't say his name.
Did you get your ticket?
Not yet.
Is that what is happening right now?
I'm not willing to call nobody else.
Yeah. I do appreciate you for getting me those tickets to Bare Knuckle. That was great, by the way. So
You had your own. You had your own section,
dude. It looked like I bought my whole section. If you took a photo, like, yo, Kermit's got money. I'm just sitting there,
you're just like, dude.
Nobody in front of me, no one behind me.
Damn it!
I could have just starfished the whole night, just sitting on that.
And good view.
Good view, great view. It was right down the pipe.
How were the fights? Are they good?
They're good. My God, if Bare Knuckles definitely taking a page out of UFC on intros, walkouts, and just burning time. Because, man, it just kept getting later and later. And I was like, yo, let's go with these fights. Let's get them going. Come on. Just they take so long.
Yeah.
And these guys are doing entrances now like WWE, like they're The Rock and freaking Roman Reigns.
Here, can I tell you something before we go?
Yeah.
Last night was UFC O'Malley Vera. I did not watch the main event or the co-main event. I made it to Michael Venom Page against Kevin Holland.
That was fun.
Can I tell you what I learned? I didn't know that guy was British.
Oh, no? From London?
I thought he was from Cincinnati or something. And then he started talking. It's like, where's that accent from? Wait a minute. That's from overseas.
Yeah.
That dude is...
He's great, man.
He's quick.
He has great highlight reels. He has great fights from PFL. And he's a huge fighter.
I like the fact that they said... You know, they had to put you with a tested guy and to the thing. He goes, I still got work to do.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, yeah, give me the top guy, which at this time, I figured his window is closing.
He should have been in UFC, in my opinion, at least 2 years ago.
But he was getting more money doing the other.
Correct. Places. 100%.
Dana's being real cheap. You know what I mean? You know, he ain't got to pay Trump for those appearances.
Dude, have you seen the highlight reel of that guy with the flying knee when he dented Cyborg's head in? And then the other one where he did a spinning roundhouse and kicked the guy's nose in.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's just so beautiful. Beautiful violence.
So, speaking of beautiful violence, Apopka Solar Salesman of the Year.
Mike Perry.
Is going to be fighting.
The Pitbull, Thiago Alves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When is that?
Wow.
That's in April?
Let's just say April.
And it's in, I think it's in California.
Oh, okay.
He's not fighting yet.
Well, I ain't gonna watch that one.
Why?
If it's in California time, that means that bitch ain't gonna come on for us till like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning.
No, it'll still come on at normal time.
Boy.
We gotta do something, UFC.
It's too late, man.
You know what? I get it. You want to start the fights at 9 o'clock in Vegas time and stuff like that, but come on, man.
To do a party, like back in the day, remember you used to do UFC watch parties? That's out now.
Oh, it was 1:30 in the morning.
It's out.
It's a sleepover. You got to do a UFC sleepover.
It's out. You can't do that anymore. You're so tired by the time the main event gets.
And it's not like it was in Australia or some shit.
Do that shit in fucking Australia.
Miami.
Australia. I like the fights in Australia because it starts here at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. Do them all in Australia.
Yeah.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
1:30, nodding off, watching it.
Yeah,
I wake up, I see Candace Owens and fall back asleep. Oh, what the fuck?
It's like nightmare.
Jesus Christ. Is it time to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, this wheel's down. All right, guys, this is episode 156. As always, follow us, check us out. Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe again, tell two friends.
Okay. Yeah, do that routine.
Do that routine.
Check out the website, nadu.com. See you.